Creepy. This is Wandering Rhythms. By the way, we are traveling across the world's music, and we just heard from a quite well-known avant-garde Russian rapper there. It ended with a little bit of ambience, and there's a video accompanying that. Very spooky stuff. Science fiction, Russian rap. And kind of an unusual creature. It says he manifested the death of Russian rap scene. Basically, he's so, I don't know what's the word, he's just so out there in what he does that he makes all the other Russian rappers seem like infantile in comparison. So that song was called Detka Hollywood, which means Hollywood Babe, and the artist was Husky. Sorry, I can't pronounce it in Russian. But contradiction of a man. Apparently, his lyrics consist of modern Russian urban dictionary language mixed up with modernist literature, word formations of Dostoevsky's time. And the starting of the song started with an epigraph where he says, the play looks at you through the eyes of a girl. So really, really bizarre stuff. I wish we could have all understood the lyrics. But anyhow, that's what's happening in Russian rap right now. Pushing through the kind of gangster aesthetic into something weirder and spookier. Yes. And before that, we heard from another dark-ish band. They are a metal band from Chicago called Pelican. Just put out a new record, Nighttime Stories, their first in 6 years. And the song was Midnight and Mescaline. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so dark times for a little bit there on the show, but before that we heard from something not quite as dark, I don't think. We heard from Tal National from Niger, and their most recent album, Tantabara, the song was Akokas. So some definitely rock energy, but Sahel influenced the region between the jungles of sub-Saharan Africa and the Sahara itself, so kind of a jungly desert area where they're from. And they're playing at the Vancouver Folk Festival, by the way, Sunday, July 21st, this year of 2019, playing on stage 3, closing it out in the evening. Yeah, before the action moves to the giant big stage for the grand finale of the festival. But yeah, the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, Friday, July 19th, going till the Sunday. Right on. So exciting music happening on this planet lately. We're going to next hear from a local band, fun group who loves to tour in the summer. They're playing all over the place, and they're called Party on High Street. They do not disappoint with that name. This is their new album, Electric Spinach, brand new on the CJSF playlist here. And let's hear a song called Inukshuk. Yes, with inspiration from the Inuit people of the north of Canada. Check it out. Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF.
Inukshuk. Shook.
Hey, man. faded, baby. When the sun don't shine, when the clouds come home, and we can't go on holding on. Ain't no need to worry, baby. You got soul and fire. Ain't no need.
Ahoy, Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain in Burnaby, BC. And, oh, thankfully, how comforting the construction has started again. It was a little weird. Almost the first half of the show was very quiet, but, yeah, they got a lot of scaffolding and continuing construction here at Simon Fraser University, building for the future of education. Anyways, we just heard from a pretty sweet band out of Austin, Texas, the land of sweet bands. Yes, Black Pumas, right there. So, 27-year-old songwriter Eric Burton, not Eric Burden of the Animals, although this is also an animal band, just to be more confusing. Yes, Eric Burton, main man, main guy of the Black Pumas, but also featuring Grammy Award-winning guitarist and producer Adrian Quesada of the band Grupo Fantasma, amongst others. So, yeah, great pedigree there. An old man, like a funkier version, that's the name of the song, by the way, old man, funkier version of Neil Young's Old Man, I guess, updated. And these guys are playing at the Wise Hall here in Vancouver, in the distant future, in October. It'll be October 16th. Wise Hall of East Vancouver, the Black Pumas. Yeah, so that was their new self-titled debut LP. And before that, we heard from a really, really funky piece of music from Angola. So this was a song by Zé da Lua. The song was Ulungu Wami from Angola, and this was reissued as music from the 70s. It was reissued recently on a compilation or a set of compilations called Angola Soundtrack on Analog Africa Records, and some artists have given that the remix treatment recently. So we heard the Busy Twist remix of that song, which is now on an album called London Luanda Remix Series. So you can imagine British producers giving a new updated more club-ready take on these Angolan classics, and that's on Galletas Calientes Records of Colombia. Yeah, so funky, funky stuff. And before that, a band based in Victoria, The Party on High Street, from their new album Electric Spinach, brand new Canadian funk music. We heard Inukshuk, Rock Me Like an Inukshuk. That's pretty clever, gotta say. Yeah, so that's what we heard. And next, we're going to hear from a band here in Vancouver called the Orchid Ensemble, who are playing a show very soon. In fact, July 20th, Saturday night, coming up. So this is an interesting concert they're doing. They are a three-piece band, by the way, deftly mixing Chinese folk music with avant-garde jazz mentality. So you have Lan Tong, the leader of the group, on erhu, the Chinese violin, and vocals, and Hai Kuang Deng on the zheng, the Chinese harp, and then Jonathan Bernard on marimba and various percussion instruments. So this is cool. This is what we hope is happening in Vancouver with the mix of European and Asian cultures. Yeah. So the Orchid Ensemble on the cusp of new innovation. So we're going to hear a song of theirs from an album called Life, Death, Tears, Dream. We're going to hear Ai La Lamo. Just heard from the Orchid Ensemble right there, Vancouver, The song was I La Lamo. So next we're going to finish this first hour of Wandering Rhythms with guess who? Santana. Yeah, something you'd expect on a world music show. But he's got his new album, and it's so current. It's produced by Rick Rubin, the legendary producer, and he's really going for an African sound on this new album, Carlos Santana. Yeah, going back to Africa. And it's even called Africa Speaks, his new LP. So we're going to hear the song called Los Invisibles, featuring Buika, an Afro-Latin singer. So check this out, Santana to finish off the hour. And then, right afterwards, we are traveling to the Northern Territories of Australia. This is Nick Legacy. This is Wandering Rhythms.
Put your way.